Blackstone Publishing presents Shadowfrost by Coco Ma. This book is read by Saskia Malleveld. To my favorite pianist and the first fan of my book when it was only like 30 pages long, Manny Axe. Prologue. Eternity. It was as endless and gray as the bleak sky above, broken only by the craggy teeth of the mountain peaks. Gusts of snow lashed a barren rock, the bitter wind howling with the fury of a thousand souls forever damned. An ancient mountain, taller than all the rest, pierced the blanket of ashen clouds in the distance, flurries of white spilling over its rugged crests. One side of the rock face was peppered with a handful of tiny hollows. Each hollow led down through layers and layers of rock until they all opened into an immense cavern with an arched ceiling and vast walls buried deep inside the earth. Etched into the ceiling was a carving, a single word of wrath in a language as ancient as the mountain itself, long ago abandoned and nearly forgotten by mortals. This was a gateway to a realm of merciless darkness, of beautiful horrors and bloodthirsty nightmares. Hollenfer, Hell's Way. In the center of the cavern stood the woman, her skin pink from the frigid bite of the cold, despite the mask she wore to hide her face. She paid no heed to the iciness in her fingers as she chanted a feverish incantation under her breath. Lines of cobalt light raced from her palms, tearing through the rock floor and sending sprays of debris into the air. Her breaths became gasps as she struggled to maintain her focus, muscles quivering from exertion. A deep hum swelled from beneath the ground, rumbling the walls and felling dust from above in a whirlwind of soot-stained snow. The hum grew to a roar as the light surged forth from the ground, twisting and lacing together to create an egg-shaped cluster suspended high above her head. A mighty bellow shook the cavern as the cluster exploded, revealing a black mass writhing through the air in agony, shrieking and howling with rage. The woman watched in awe, wrists twirling as she shaped its dark flesh, pulling and pushing, melding it as she pleased. When at last she finished, the creature's howls had subsided. Gleaming red eyes drilled into the woman's very soul as the creature lumbered onto its feet, its lithe, wiry body hunched before her, packed with muscle and covered in silken fur. It unfurled its wings like a pair of billowing sails, stretching them up toward the cavern arches. Somehow its body seemed to draw light inward, consuming it. Darkness incarnate. The woman took a step back, not out of fear, but in admiration. It was a lethal masterpiece, a weapon to grant her every desire and more. "Bow to me," she commanded, still mesmerized. "I am your master, and you shall do as I say." "I bow to no one," it rasped, claws clicking against the stone floor as it approached her. "You shall do as I say," she repeated, drawing a small blade from her sleeve. The creature hissed, lunging at her with incomprehensible speed. She laughed, clear and sweet, and slashed it across the face. It landed in a heap at her feet, blood dribbling from its muzzle. "I am your master," she whispered, lips curling in a cruel smile as she bent to stroke its ears. It remained silent as she sliced her forearm open with the same blade, mixing the beast's blood with her own. "You are bound to me now."
"I am bound to the earth," it growled.
"I need you to perform a task for me," she said, ignoring it.
"A task?"
The creature's eyes glazed over in obedience, even as the words left its mouth. "A shadow. I need you to be a shadow. A shadow of death." The